Good morning, everyone. We'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. If you could all stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, is there any public comment? Public comment is limited to 3 minutes, and it should be general in nature. Is there any public comment? Go ahead.
This is Gary Schumacher.
It's going to be the little red button at the bottom. You probably remember, but...
Okay. Good morning, and my name is Karen Hansen, and I'm just here today with a couple of real quick questions. Can you at some time give us an update on data centers in Churchill County? Are there any currently active proposals, zoning requirements met, and have they come before a planning commission at all? And if so, I would love to know the name of the company. And would you also consider an advisory ballot question on data centers, future more lithium plants being situated in Churchill County? I really believe that the community's input is important. That's all I have to ask.
Thank you, Karen.
Because right now, in America, there's about a 74% chance of a percentage of people who are not happy with data centers. So I really want everyone to think this through. Thanks.
Thank you, Karen. Is there any other public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to verification of the posting of the agenda, please.
Tara Adams for the record. The agenda was posted on the 28th day of August, 2026, between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at all locations listed on the agenda in accordance with statutes.
Thank you, Tara. Can I get a motion for the minutes of the meeting held on August 6, 2026?
Mr. Chair, I move for approval of the minutes held on August 2026.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. We'll move to 6A, consideration and possible action, application for continued support funding for the Churchill Animal Protection Society, CAPS, in the amount of $17,000 with an annual update on activities. Kendra, the floor is all yours.
Hi, how are you? I have our yearly impact statement from 2025.
If you could just state your name for us real quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Kendra Flower, Churchill Animal Protection Society. Sorry. Last year, we adopted 95 animals out. We intook 71 animals. We had 415 hours of volunteer through our military, civilian, students, and we're also a... location for community service, court orders to community service hours. We distributed 2,346 pounds of pet food to the community through our pet pantry, and then we also started taking our pet pantry into town and distributing it at the Out of Egypt food pantry and the Epworth food pantry. And we just at the shelter alone, supported 21 families with making sure that they could feed their pets. We, this year, just for kind of an update where we're at right now, we've adopted 49 animals already this year. For the month of August, there was 18, which is huge for us. I pulled 15 animals from the City of Fallon Animal Control, and these numbers do not include any litters of puppies or kittens. So last year we had a significant amount of puppies and kitten litters that we intook either from personal people or from the City of Fallon because they cannot manage nursing animals. So these numbers are already kind of out. What's the word I'm looking for? Exceeding what we had last year. So we would just like to say that we really appreciate your guys' support. We prioritize pulling animals from the City of Fallon Animal Shelter. This year alone, we have already pulled 38 animals from the City of Fallon. alone, and our oldest resident now has been with us since February, and it's a cat, but everybody else has been with us since... He's a funny cat. Everybody else has been with us, I think, no longer than June of this month. So just for reference, last year, we had, at this time when I came to you guys, we had animals that had been with us for more than a year, some of them more than two. So we are making considerable improvements on our adoption rates, on the facilities. We got a new well last month. We just sent out water for water testing so that we could get a filtration system. I think it was Monday we sent out the water because we had to run the well for a month. And we have continued the improvements on the building and are hoping to do a grand reopening here this fall with the Chamber of Commerce.
Perfect. Thank you. Would you like to add anything?
Just wanted to say not only were these amazing things that Kendra explained, but we had an opportunity to go to the Cantaloupe Festival this past weekend, and we had one of our dogs adopted. And if you could see the pictures that were sent by this family, they have a medical needs child, and they were afraid because he has oxygen, and they showed us pictures of him, of the dog playing. His name's Colt, playing with his brother, and the little boy with the oxygen was squealing, just loving the fact. And the beautiful was the last picture of the little boy in his bed with his oxygen, and the dog Colt laying on the end of his bed. This is why we exist. And it's just amazing, and the love and the appreciation of the people that have adopted the dogs is amazing. So we're just really blessed. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for the work you guys do. Is there any questions or comments from board or staff? Is there any public comment on this agenda item? If none, a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve the support funding for the Churchill Animal Protection Society in the amount of $17,000 for FY27.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. And we'll take a picture real quick. Okay, we'll move on to 6B, consideration and possible action request for funding to support the Fallon Community Theater in the amount of $3,500. Jessica, are you taking this one or Mike? Either way.
Hello, I'm Jessica Huckabee with the Fallon Theater.
Mike Burney. Good morning.
So the potential funding, if we get it, would be going towards movie licensing, and a portion of it would also be going towards the Main Street Spectacular, which is our annual safe trick-or-treating event that we close down Main Street and provide activities and candy for all the residents in Churchill County. The funding that will stay to the theater will help pay for movie licensing, so we can provide free or low-cost movies. Certain distributors require that we do charge for tickets, so we charge $1 for attendance. And since we have received funding from the county, we've been able to buy higher quality movies, which has increased attendance. So roughly before we got funding, we were averaging about 1,000 to 1,500 people attending movies a year. And since we have started receiving funding from the county, we're now up to about 6,000 in movie attendance. So it's increased dramatically for the theater, which in turn helps us raise money to do renovations new to us seats and better screens and everything. So we really appreciate the money. The spectacular in 23 was 6,000 in attendance. Last year was, no, 24 was 7,000, and in 25 was 7,300 in attendance. So it's a very large amount from the county that does attend and does the activities and the trick-or-treating with us.
Okay, thank you. Anything to add, Mike?
We appreciate your guys' support. It means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you for what you guys do. Any questions or comments from board or staff? Is there any public comment on this agenda item? If none, a motion, please.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve funding for the Fallon Community Theater in the amount of $3,500.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. And we'll grab a picture with you guys real quick. Okay, moving on to agenda item 6C. We have a date change on this agenda item. This is consideration of possible action, a zoning application, ZC26-2, filed by Mary Heapy of Arcadia Incorporated for Rivian. The property is located on Lovelock Highway, Highway North 95, APN number 004-431-44 in the RR20 zoning district. The applicant proposes to change the zoning from RR20 to I3. This will be moved to the September 16th, 2026 meeting.
Ahead, Mr. Joe. Chair, I just want to provide for the record the basis of the change was that NRS requires us to have at least 10 days in the paper before it can be heard by this commission. The way that the Planning Commission meeting was held, we weren't able to get it in the paper until the following week, which would have been only 9 days to this meeting.
Okay, so we missed by one day, no problem. We'll move to 6D, consideration and possible action, a final subdivision map for Sand Creek Number 2, Phase 1, PC26-10, filed by Casey Road, LLC. The property is south of Casey Road, APN numbers 008-792-11 and APN number 008-792-95 in the R1 zoning district. The applicant submits Phase 1 final subdivision maps to implement the tentative plan that was approved by the Board of County Commissioners November 10, 2025, and to create 25 lots. The floor is all yours.
Dan Gallon, Churchill County Planning, for the record. The applicant is requesting to implement the first phase of the approved tentative map. This includes 25 parcels along with all the associated infrastructure improvements. There are a couple of conditions that are required prior to the recordation of the map. It was approved by the Planning Commission or recommended for approval by the board by the Planning Commission on August 12th, and I'm available for any questions.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from board or staff? Is there any public comment on this agenda item? Yep, you need to come up and use a mic and state your name for the record, please. You'll need to turn the mic on and state your name for the record. It'll be the bottom red button. Yep, you're good to go.
I was just wondering, I don't know, what is this doing?
We'll need your name, please.
Teresa Hurlman.
Thank you.
And I live at 2675 Casey Road.
Okay.
And I got the letter in the mail, and I saw the map, but I don't really know what it's doing. I don't understand.
If you could explain that.
Thank you, for the record. This is establishing a subdivision within this area, so there's going to be 25 new vaults as opposed to it being an empty space. It will be houses.
Is it in that empty lot by Walmart? Is that what's going on?
I think you might be referring to what's on the Planning Commission next week.
Oh, well.
I can talk to you about that in a bit.
Okay.
Terry, could you pull up the map that's submitted with there so you show her where it's at? We'll pull up the map up here on the screen so you can see where it's located at.
Okay. I don't have a problem other than I don't know what's going on.
No problem.
Okay. All right. All right. I guess I'm done.
There's the map right there if you wanted to see it. She'll zoom in on it. So it's right there in between, kind of along Elizabeth Parkway and Pine.
Uh-huh.
In between that section, that big empty lot.
Oh, that's right there. Yeah, yeah, I know where that is. So that's, you're just building a subdivision right there? That's what's going on? I mean.
Yes, that's what the applicant's proposing, yes.
Okay,
to split that up into, it's right now it's one parcel, so they're going to split it up into 1-acre parcels.
I see. I didn't know, I almost thought it, they were widening the road right there, so I just really didn't have a clue, honestly, so I just came to find
out.
Okay.
Okay, is there any other public comment? Is that all the questions you have?
Yes.
Okay. Any other public comment? Okay, if not, a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the subdivision map, final map application, PC 26-10, to implement the first phase of an approval tentative subdivision and create 25 new parcels as assessor's parcel number 008-792-11, 008-792-95, subject to the recommended conditions of the approval.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. 6E, consideration and possible action, a parcel map application, PC 26-9, filed by JDLN Enterprises, LLC, for the property located at 9900 Carson Highway, APN number 007-171-75, in the I-2 zoning district. The applicant proposes to divide the parcel into two lots. The floor is all yours.
Dan Kalan, Churchill County Planning, for the record. The applicant is requesting to divide the 7.48-acre parcel into two parcels of 4.15 acres and 3.33 acres. This is in an I-2 district. The minimum required lot size for an infill development is 2 acres, so this meets the requirements, and I'm available for any questions.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from board or staff? Is there any public comment? If not, a motion, please.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve with conditions parcel map application PC 26-9 for JDLN Enterprises to create 2 industrial parcels at 9900 Carson Highway, assessor's parcel number 007-171-75.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. 6F, consideration of possible action, appointment of Mike Richards to the Churchill County Advisory Board to manage wildlife to serve a term ending July 30th, 2029. Joe?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Myself and Peggy Hughes, the chair of the board, had an interview with Mr. Richards. He is an exceptional candidate to fill this position, is knowledgeable about all fishing, wildlife, and hunting issues in Churchill County as well as the state, and would do a good job for us.
Thank you, Joe. Any questions or comments from board or staff? Is there any public comment? If not, a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to appoint Mike Richards to serve a 3-year term on the Churchill County Advisory Board of to manage wildlife ending July 31st, 2029.
Second.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, Mike. 6G, consideration of presentation and update of the Fallon Golf Course operations. Marty? Good morning. And the floor is all yours whenever you're ready.
Marty Davis
from Fallon Golf Course.
Alan Cult, my president of the board of directors, put together this PowerPoint presentation for you guys, and he wasn't able to make it today, so he asked me to step in and talk over it. I'm not a very good public speaker, but I'll get through it as quickly as I can. So we have the PowerPoint up here. We're just touching on all the positive success of the golf course. We wanted the county commissioners and everybody involved with the ownership of it to recognize what a great asset it is for the community. So here's our presentation, September 3. The presentation overview covers the board governance, golf course operations, capital improvements, community benefits, questions, and answers. So the county governance, the course is owned by Churchill County. Obviously, we have our county commissioners taking care of the county for us, Miles Ghetto, Eric Blakey, and Matt Hyde, who I see pretty regularly out at the golf course tonight. The Fallon Golf Course has a board of directors that I answer to. We have 2 county reps, Mr. Joe Sanford and Gary Falk. City Representative Paul Harmon, at large, their 2 directors, Alan Cult and David Halloran. I am the PGA professional, our superintendent, Andrew Palmer, He's a member of the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. Our men's club president and tournament director is Josh Scherer. Women's club president and tournament directors are Tricia Strasman and Shelda Lager. Moving on to golf course operations, we're working hard to maintain a community asset, real simple, with limited staffing. We have four full-time equivalents regularly staffed year-round, and then during the golf season, which is basically March to October, spring to fall, we staff up to 14 equivalents. Course improvement activities include turf management, greens, tees, fairways, maintaining our irrigation and sprinkler system, fertilizer and pesticide programs. Capital improvements include equipment replacement programs, mowers, tractors, carts, repair of bridge equipment, kitchen equipment, refrigeration equipment, and clubhouse maintenance and repair. Moving on to course operations facts and figures. Being a nine-hole course, Alan has reported our rounds played since 2018. We were at a little over 11,000, 2019 about 10,500 rounds. 2020, nearly 11,000 rounds again. 2021, we've got a boost post-COVID. A lot of public golf courses did, moving up to 13,000 rounds. 2022, over 14,000. 2023, 15,500. 2024, 14,300. Slight decline. 2026, resurgence to over 16,000, close to 16,500. And 2026 this year is at a strong pace. Total revenues reflect the rounds played pretty much. In 2017, we were at 350,000 plus. 2018, over 408,000. 2019, 395,000. 2020, back just over 407,000. 2021, we had 544,000 plus. 2022, 609,000. 2023, 640,000. 2024, just over 651,000. 2025, 721,650. Year to date, we're strong at a little over a half a million through July 31st. We get annual county support, and thank you so much for $50,000 from the county for capital improvement funds annually, and the city of Fallon contributes $25,000 to operations annually. Net income and losses. As you can see, the golf course is set up as a nonprofit charity, so it's not designed to make money, but it's designed not to lose as well and not become a burden. So 2017, we were down $3,000. 2018, we were up 20. 2019, we were up 8,000. 2020, we were up just short of 10,000, 9,700. 2021, we had that banner year. We banked 83,000. 2022, 49,000. 2023, we were down 21,500. 2024, down 24,700. 2025, up 12,741. Year to date, through July 31st, we're plus 37,500. Moving on to golf course investments, paid from profits and city operation funding. On the facilities, he totals $96,119 for the bathroom remodel. At 42, just over 42, kitchen and banquet refrigeration equipment at over 13,000, caretaker apartment remodel of nearly 32,000, and an HVAC upgrade of Galderisi for 8,300. Course improvements, a little over, just under 82,000, driving range netting, and installation was 9,382, irrigation upgrades of nearly 7,000, bridge repair and improvements were 62,320, maintenance shed improvements were 3,350, equipment that we have purchased, we've got an Air2G2 airifier for the greens, basically has needles that inject air into the greens and loosens up the soil, that was 22,399. A John Deere tractor, new to us, was $23,800. Fairway mower was $19,750, and a sod cutter for $1,083. All of these were purchased used with super low hours or almost brand new at 60 to 80% discounts over new purchases. So that's kind of how we operate, is we're looking for good deals on used, slightly used equipment. Moving on to community benefits, which we're super proud of. Recreational activities supporting all age groups. We have an active ladies league on Wednesday nights, well attended, a men's league on Thursday nights that's full, high school golf programs, both boys and girls from Oasis and CCH golf teams have been spectacular the last several years. Charity fundraising tournaments, back in 2018 we had four. The upcoming Reagan tournament for the county, the Mayor's Cup for the city, Rotary, and the Kids Cup. Now, since 2021, we've had 20 of these fundraising events, similar to those that have provided for all kinds of scholarship programs and helping out military veterans in our community. Scholarship program for high school seniors since 2022, and then banquet facilities, weddings, birthdays, Christmas parties, and special events. More community benefit is these charity fundraising tournaments. In 2024, we helped raise nearly $100,000 for these 20 fundraisers. 2025, funds raised were over $116,000, and this year we're up to $90,000, and that's just through July. So we just keep helping raise more money for great organizations. Some of these benefits, organizations that benefits are golf course scholarships, American Legion, Grad Night, Miller's Youth Fund, Greenway Hall of Fame, the UNR Alumni, Rotary, Bulls for Heroes, Lem's Kids Cup for the Youth Center, the Quarterback Club, the Fire Department, Jim Reagan Scholarship Fund, Oasis High School Sports, Toys for Tots, Girls Soccer, Boys Basketball, Junior Golf, Tricks and Tees, Community Coalition, and Greenskeeper Revenge. Okay. Finally, a little bit more community benefit. The golf course itself does a St. Paddy's Day fundraiser that I set up, and then along with generous contributions from our men's and ladies clubs, the golf course itself has given out a number of scholarships. Going back into 2022, we had Trevor Holloway, Holland Palmer, Laney Reed, Chloe Tanner, and Gabby Loop. 2023 was Cameron Christie, Derek Rothmuth, Lucas Durfee, Gracie Tittles, and Tessamara White. 2024, Ava Enkinslott, Serenity Atura, Hannah Benjamin, Daniel Lord. In 2025, we had Penn McAdon, Chris Chenoweth, Madison Gregory, and Drake Reed. 2026, this past spring was Olivia Katansky, Samantha Matthew, James Kiddo, and Branson Wright. So we're just super proud. I've never been more proud of a staff that worked so hard. We get so much out of so little to benefit the community, and it's just a win-win. So we just wanted you to be aware of all that and be proud of your community asset. So thank you very much for all your support. Any questions?
Thank you, Marty. Any questions or comments?
I just have one question for the revenues. Is that including revenues created through the clubhouse, like through the bar and
everything?
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yep, overall.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Any other questions? Any other questions or comments? Okay, if none, thank you, Marty. Appreciate your time.
Alan just had one last thing he asked me to do, was to hand out some of these coins he had minted that are thank yous for the folks on the die, if I may.
Sure.
They're also being handed out to all the players for the county and the city tournaments. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for your time, Marty.
I appreciate that.
We'll move to 6H, presentation of a public lands and natural resource tracking list. Journey, the floor is all yours.
For your record, Jeremy Drew, Principal Resource Specialist with Resource Concepts. Nice day to be in Churchill County, so thank you, Commissioners, for having me. Just to step through our tracking list, since it's been a couple months since we've updated you on the things we're following for the county. Let's start with Fallon Range Training Complex Modernization. Next IEC meeting will be Tuesday, September 22nd at 2 p.m. at the NDA office in Sparks. Unconveniently, that coincides with the NACO conference up at the lake, so some of us will be taking that in remotely if we can break away. I'll be interested to see if you look at their tracking list from last time. They were supposed to wrap up the mining claim payments and some of the fencing on B16, so I'll be interested to see what they report on that. We'll obviously review the slides before the meeting and flag anything else of interest. A couple of other items to point out, conveyances to the county. We're still pending an MOU from BLM to get into the details of that. We have gotten more into the details with monthly coordination meetings on moving the checkerboard conveyance process forward. So good to see BLM moving forward on that. Roads, I think the county manager has kept you apprised of what's going on with Lone Tree and the design there. Sand Canyon and Red Mountain is pending submittal of an SF-299 from us. We have the Navy's copy, and we'll make sure it reflects closely what they had to say and solidify that we're operating under the agreement that is in place, as well as some of the NRS in terms of road designations and maintenance and liability requirements there. State Route 361, Gabs Highway, NDOT did issue a finding of no significant impact in July. I included in your packet some of the NDOT comments replies to our comments, so it was nice to see they acknowledged some of what we had to say and some of the coordination they plan as they move into final design and construction. The other things that are supposed to kick off, integrated natural resource management plan, so that's for natural resources on the range, is supposed to kick off in 2026. We haven't seen anything new on that, but we did just have the first work group meeting kick off for the wildfire management plan for the expanded ranges, and we anticipate seeing some more documents on that that we'll probably bring to your attention by the end of the year would be my suspicion. Any questions on Navy items before I move off of that?
Any questions? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, broader issues. We're still tracking implementation of the BLM's Greater Sage-Grouse Resource Management Plan. There is a federal lawsuit in Montana that's pending on that because it's a range-wide plan. If something were to happen there, it would affect us. But so far, no stay or action has come out of that lawsuit. So we'll keep marching under the new 2025 decision. We will have a meeting at the NACO conference on Tuesday, September 22nd from 9:30 to noon at the Tahoe Blue Event Center. So anyone who wants to join in on that meeting will be with BLM state leadership. And we kind of talk through how we're viewing from a county perspective the implementation of their plan and how BLM's kind of viewing their implementation of the plan. So far, I haven't seen a lot specific to Churchill County as relates to sage-grouse, but if you all hear of anything or questions or concerns that you want me to relay to BLM, I'm happy to do that. Obviously, there is a nexus with Greenlink North, and I'm sure that will come up in conversation on the 22nd. We're also tracking a host of DOI regulation updates. The most recent that comment period closed in early July was an update on the grazing regulations. In the packet, I've included the Nevada Association of Counties comments on that. I think big picture overall, a lot of good changes, a lot of ways to streamline grazing administration and deal with fire fuels like cheatgrass and things of that nature with some tools that BLM has tried to implement but really didn't have the regulations behind. And then there was a couple nuances in particular around water rights and how BLM views stock water rights that I think could be problematic in Nevada. Keep in mind they're trying to write this for all states where BLM operates, but some of the terminology they used and some of their approaches were a little bit troublesome. So not only did NACO and some individual counties flag that, but I know the state through several of their agencies also flagged those concerns. So I would anticipate by year end we'll probably see a final proposed grazing regulation. And we'll take another look and see how that comes out at the end of the day. The other thing to note is DOI is on a major regulation rewrite mission, and they're trying to complete the following before the end of this administration. So the next regulation they plan to rewrite is special designations. That's one we'll want to take a look at because that covers things like areas of critical environmental concerns, national monuments, and wilderness. Obviously, we have some wilderness management plans that are pending that BLM hasn't started that happened with our lands bill. So we'll want to take a look at what's being proposed there. Then their next rewrite will be around their planning regulations. So that's how they update and implement resource management plans, which is supposed to kind of be BLM's master plan, for lack of a better term, for a 20-year period. We've been on a major hiatus on getting any of those updated, and it's starting to cause us some planning issues, as we've seen with things like utility corridors or renewable energy zones and things of that nature. And then the last one they want to update before the end of the administration is the regulations on wild horses. So we'll see if they can get through those. It's super ambitious. It was nice to see the grazing regs come out finally. I think they had told us 6 months ago they were going to be out, and then it took 6 months for them to hit the street. Mining, Commissioner Blakey, you had a couple questions last time I was here on mining, so we reached out to Bill Wagner with Getchell Gold and Joe Sawyer for Bell Mountain. So Bell Mountain has indicated they are negotiating some of their claim conflicts with the B-17 expansion with the Navy, and they are also, outside of the expansion, looking at financing for construction. It sounded like 2028 would maybe be the most optimistic for anything moving forward with construction, but they are continuing to move that mine forward and looking for the financing on the implementation side. Fondaway Canyon, which is Getchell Gold on the west side of the Stillwater Range, immediately east of the B-20 range, exploration had been going pretty heavy on that for a couple of years. That's on hold right now pending some resolution of some contested claims that they have on that property. So this year, the exploration, I don't know that they did any exploration. They hope to be back, I think, next summer doing additional exploration. And then Dixie Comstock, which is on the other side of the Stillwater Range, is actually moving forward with some development and exploration under a lease agreement between Getchell, who owns the claims, and an outfit called Montana Goldfields, LLC. So Bill was kind enough to provide those updates. I'm going to skip on Greenlink North because we'll talk about that in the next agenda item. And then the only other thing to flag as relates to wild horses is they did gather the Lake Lahontan HMA in July and gathered approximately 700 horses and removed those from the range. Chair, that is my update. I'm more than happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Jeremy. Any questions or comments? I guess one thing I'll add in there, just kind of natural resources and stuff like that, that Blue Eagle fire is at 90% contained with 9,200 acres burned, I think, so far, and that's kind of out there by the Shoshone Fire and the New Pass Fire. If there's no questions, we'll jump to 6I, consideration and possible action, ratification of a comment letter to the Bureau of Land Management Field Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement and the Resource Management Plan Amendment for the Greenlink North 500 kV Transmission Project. Jeremy?
Chair, for your record, Jeremy Drew with Resource Concepts. This is an item that we've been tracking for some time. If you'll recall, late last year, the BLM issued a record of decision and a proposed resource management plan amendment. That was appealed by Lander County and several non-government organizations to IBLA after a governor's consistency review and a BLM's director's review. The decision was remanded back to the Nevada State Office to address what they felt were some deficiencies in the BLM's analysis, primarily around sage-grouse, but also in relation to some visual impact analysis that the groups felt wasn't adequate. And so BLM issued, for I think the first time, a supplemental environmental impact that was a final EIS. Typically, when you get a supplement, it's a draft EIS. They take comments, and then they come back with another final. So this is kind of falling under some of the new NEPA regulations, and is a little bit uncharted territory. But because they filed it as a final supplement, they didn't reopen the protest period, which is interesting, and I'm sure that will be challenged through courts depending on how this goes. So that's some of the background on where we've been. The county's been engaged as a cooperating agency. We've provided scoping comments. If you'll recall, originally we weren't so much concerned about the project itself, but at one time they were proposing a 3-mile-wide utility corridor that can open up some pretty significant development, and obviously 3 miles wide is pretty significant. So we did work a lot with BLM and NV Energy to narrow that corridor down and also to do some what I would call alignment modifications in certain areas. So we suggested they move the alignment north of the Desitoya Wilderness just to provide a buffer there for fire purposes and natural resource purposes. There were some conflicts originally with the city of Fallon Landfill and what was in the lands bill for the expansion. They modified that, moved the alignment to the north where we're not going to have a conflict with the existing or expansion. And then we had an issue with the popcorn mine just across the highway from the landfill that they address. So in the letter, we flag our support and appreciation for that. One of the things that happened in the governor's consistency review is the governor reiterated their support for some of the sage-grouse exemptions that BLM had proposed. The interesting thing is in the final SEIS, they came out with a whole bunch more exemptions that weren't necessarily in the governor's letter, and said that's based on the governor's consistency review. So we did flag our concerns with that in part. In the governor's letter, it talks about Greenlink North and some legislative requirements for getting that project built. However, in the final supplemental EIS, all those exemptions actually apply to the corridor. So it would apply to any future project that landed in that corridor. That, to me, raises some concerns from a precedent standpoint and from when the administration changes and we start looking more seriously at endangered species listing, a problem that could create issues with Churchill County and land use, especially in the eastern side of the county. So we flagged that concern. It's actually very similar with the counties that are affected to the east. So Lander, Eureka, and White Pine all flagged similar concerns. What I would say, and probably a much stronger fashion than we did. And I think what we suggested at the end of the letter is very reasonable in terms of BLM, the governor's office, and cooperating agencies, making sure we take a closer look at what is being proposed and whether exemptions are going to apply to a project or apply to the corridor going forward. Thus far, I have heard crickets from anyone that we've submitted the letter to. The other cooperating agencies have heard much the same, so my suspicion is they are reviewing the correspondence that came in and deciding what goes forward. The other thing that I would flag is, I know we've discussed this in the past and other counties have discussed this a lot. At one time, they did do an initial analysis of an alternative that would go up and over I-80 instead of across Highway 50. We did flag that that may be and may warrant a harder look. I think for this county, it makes some sense to have a line in that part of the world, given what's going on with Sierra Solar and what we're trying to do with checkerboard resolution. So we'll see if anything happens there. It's a little bit late in the game. It was a proposal that was discounted early on because of the increased cost to NV Energy and ultimately the ratepayers. So that's what is in our letter. We submitted it to make sure we were in a timely fashion. They only gave us 30 days. I know White Pine County requested a 60-day extension, which was not granted. So we wanted to make sure we had something in, but we also wanted to bring the letter back for ratification. Chair, that's my update and overview of the letter. Again, I'm more than happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Jeremy, any questions or comments from board or staff? Is there any public comment? If not, a motion, please.
Mr. Chair, I move to ratify a comment letter to the Bureau of Land Management, Final Supplement Environmental Impact Statement, and Resource Management Plan Amendment for the Greenlink North 500 kV Transmission Project.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you for your time, Jeremy.
Thank you, Commissioners.
6J, consideration of possible action, approval of personnel changes approved as part of the fiscal year 2026-2027 budget process. Kim, the floor is all yours.
Good morning. Kim Bronsema, Human Resources. So each year, staff prepares a consolidated record of all the personnel changes that were approved during the budget process. And during the most recent budget cycle, the board approved 8 new positions and 8 position reclassifications. And staff is requesting your approval of the consolidated record reflecting those actions. And additionally, staff is requesting a change to the effective date from October 1st to September 28th, so that aligns with the payroll cycle, helping to streamline administration of these changes.
Thank you, Kim. Is there any questions or comments on this agenda item? Is there any public comment? A motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the personnel changes for FY 2026-2027 as indicated in the agenda report and to modify the effective date from October 1st, 2026 to September the 28th, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. 6K, consideration of possible action, adoption of an updated job titles and range sheet for fiscal year 2026-2027 pay table. Kim?
So staff is requesting approval of the updated job titles and ranges sheet. The highlighted changes in the agenda report show the corrections and updates needed to make sure the schedule accurately reflects the current information.
Thank you, Kim. Any questions or comments from board or staff?
I'd just like to add one item. I just wanted to shout out to this project. It was a large project, and there was approximately 240 employees that needed action notices that had to be routed and signed. And then all those action notices came to the comptroller's office, in which we had to update over 5,000 data points to have this in 1 week so that payroll could be done correctly. And I just wanted to give a shout out to their hard work, and they did an amazing job. Thank you.
Thank you all. Any other questions or comments? Any public comment? A motion, please.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the updated fiscal year 2026-2027 job titles and range sheets.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you.
6L, consideration and possible action, approval of the alternate public defender to recruit and hire for Deputy Public Defender 1, Deputy Public Defender 2, and a Senior Deputy Public Defender positions. Right, the floor is all yours.
Thank you. Right, no alternate public defender's office for the record. Pretty straightforward agenda item. I'm just looking for a little more flexibility as I try to fill the open position in my office. And I'm here to answer any questions.
Thank you, Wright. Thank you, Wright. Any questions or comments from board or staff? Any public comment? If none, a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the alternate public defender's office to recruit and hire Deputy Public Defender 1, 2, and Senior Deputy Public Defender position.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Wright.
Thank you very much.
We'll go to letters received. Did anyone want to pull any of the letters received?
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to comment on letter item A. I appreciate that letter. It means a lot to us, I think.
Likewise, yeah. Definitely a good one.
Yeah, that was nice. Thank you.
Okay. We'll move on to new business, 8A, consideration and, or sorry, first reading, consideration possible action, Churchill County Ordinance Bill 2026-D, Ordinance 7, revising portion of Title 3 of the Churchill County Code relating to overtime and military leave. Wade?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Wade Carner, Deputy DA for the record. This is a first reading of some amendments to Title 3, the first being the overtime policy, which would allow employees serving in that work in law enforcement activities, specifically over in JPO, it would give them the flexibility to run 12-hour shifts, which currently would result in some violations of the overtime policy. So this would allow them to do that and give them more flexibility in their scheduling. The second part is the amendments related to military leave. Some of these changes are just to bring it more in alignment with USERRA and then also to allow the option for a differential pay. So this is just the first reading. We're asking that this be set for a public hearing on the 16th, and I'm here for any questions.
Thank you, Wade. Any questions or comments? Any public comment? If none, a motion, please.
Mr. Chair, I move to set the public hearing for Bill 2026-D, Ordinance 7, on September 16th, 2020. Six, sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Motion carries. We'll jump to new business, 8B, consideration and possible action, employment agreement for Joe Sanford as county manager. Wade?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, Wade Carner for the record. This is an employment agreement for Mr. Sanford as county manager. This position doesn't appear on the new pay tables, so we needed to establish the terms of his employment, pay, merit increases, those types of things. So that's what's included here. So I'm here for any questions on that as well.
Thank you, Wade. Any questions or comments from board or staff? Is there any public comment? If none, a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the employment agreement with Joe Sanford as county manager.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Did anyone want to pull anything off the consent agenda? If none, a motion to approve that, please.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Does anyone have anything they want to consider for a future agenda item? Okay, if none, we'll move to Commissioner and Management Staff Reports. We'll start with you, Commissioner Hyde.
At the Social Services meeting, Fountain Youth Club meetings. Again, we're looking for people who want to buy a table. We're looking for donations for that. It's a great cause. great benefit to this community. So if there's any ideas, or if you want to come to the dinner and enjoy a great time, please do so. Thank you.
Okay, I had a RTC meeting as well as a Carson Water Subconservancy District Administrative Committee meeting as well as an ACO meeting. Commissioner Blakey?
I had a DIDS meeting. They're revamping the bylaws. The Davis consent agenda has come and gone, so we're almost compliant there for the state. Had a normal CETA meeting. I went down and supported Senior Coalition at the Life Center when they did banana splits. They just had enough. There's 168 people there that day, so that was good to see. Attended the funeral of Jorge Guerrero. Went to a CETA breakfast where the new superintendent spoke and presented his goals and aspirations for the year. They were pretty exciting. He's really motivated, so if anybody sees him, please congratulate him. He's going to do a great job. Attended a data center webinar. Went to a commercial real estate class in Reno to see what the market's holding and the market's strong in this area, in this region. And I attended Cantaloupe Festival, and the crowd was very large. So I think it was successful. That's all I have.
Okay, Sherry?
We're just rolling into our audit. The auditors will be here in the beginning of October, so we're just trying to button everything up. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Wade?
As you know, my office is back down to just one attorney in the civil division, so we're very busy over there. We're hopeful that we'll have a replacement here soon for the deputy, but we're just rolling along.
Thank you. Joe?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to start by addressing a public comment that was received earlier today with questions about data centers specifically. As you may be aware, we will be having industrial development standards, including related to data center meeting at our next planning commission. I believe it's September 9th. So anyone who wants to have comments on that should attend that meeting. I'd also like to thank our community activities and 3C staff. They have been doing an incredible job with the passing of Jorge Guerrero to keep that ship going and have picked up the slack very well. I'll be bringing a plan back to the board about how we plan to move forward in that department.
Thank you, Joe. Amber? Tara? Mr. Mallory?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to commend the village appointment of Mike Richards to the Wildlife Board. Although it's not commonly known, the Wildlife Board makes direct recommendations from to the State Wildlife Board, which directly affects hunters and people that fish and engage outdoor activities in Churchill County. So it's very important to have quality people. And I've been attending those meetings, and they do have quality people. And the appointments have been very strong and very appropriate. So thank you.
Thank you. Denise?
So our office is short-staffed, which is making our reappraisal cycle more challenging this year. We are hosting the Fall Assessors Conference week after next. And the assessor group is following bill drafts. Property taxes and abatements are going to be a hot topic next year.
Tasha?
Yes. We recorded 42 single-family dwelling sales in August with an average price of $439,000 per sale.
Thank you. Sheriff?
The Cattle Festival was very well attended. Luckily, we had no real law enforcement issues there. I'd like to thank the city police for helping supplement our deputies out there so we can make sure everybody's out safe in there. We are in the late stages of process of getting two other people hired, and with the opening that's going to be now for September 28th, we have put it out in the HR has put out for the hiring for that process. So if anybody knows anybody wants to work in law enforcement and wants to serve people in Church County, I encourage them to apply.
Thank you, Sheriff. Claims and payroll are going around. At this time, is there any public comment? Okay, seeing no public comment, we stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Okay, come up and turn the mic on.
Good morning, Commissioners. Michelle Anderson for the record. And apologize, I wasn't here for the first public comment. But I'd like to ask the county to consider working with NDOT to evaluate whether additional traffic controls are needed at Highway 50 and Soda Lake, as well as Highway 50 and McLean. We've seen a number of serious accidents along this stretch of highway, including recent fatalities, and I think it's worth taking a closer look at what can be done to make these intersections safer. These roads are heavily traveled every day by people who live inside and outside of the county. There are important routes through our community, and as Churchill County continues to grow, we're going to see more traffic in these areas. I understand Highway 50 is a state highway, so ultimately the county would need to work with NDOT on any changes, but I think it's an area where the county can be a strong advocate for our community. By asking the state to evaluate these intersections and determine what safety improvements may be appropriate. That could be traffic signals, additional turn lanes, better lighting, warning systems, or something else entirely. I'm not a traffic engineer, so I don't want to presume what the right answer is. I'm simply asking the commission to consider starting that conversation with NDOT and requesting an evaluation. If there are reasonable improvements that could make these intersections safer and potentially prevent future accidents, I think it's worth finding out what those options are. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And just so you're aware, this is my fourth year being a county commissioner. I met with NDOT every single year. We have a, you know, revolving meeting that happens once a year. We've brought that up to them every single year since I've been here. And again, it's a state highway, so it's kind of up to them on what they want to do with that. But that's definitely on our radar.
It is a state highway, and that particular area is high speed for a long stretch.
Yeah.
So maybe one stoplight might help reduce.
Alleviate that, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Okay, now we stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone.